ATM. So lonely, he pushed his card into the ATM, not for the cash, but for the conversation. So hungry, he hungered after the bowl of sky, the clouds of billowing rice mocking and out of reach. All other food had disappeared, gone the way of discourse and dogs. Even the parking meters cold-shouldered each other. So cold, he wrapped his body in wool, his face in his hands, his breath in his fingers. So reasonable, he hoped to die in the cemetery to save the hearse the bother. And when asked if he wanted another transaction, what else could he do but press that yearning arrow marked yes, and yes, he whispered yes, wrapping his arms around the soft yellow light glowing behind the plastic cowling.